843 with a radio check.
This is WSEL 664. You're coming in loud and clear.
Copy. Thank you, sir.
RZP544, Sheboygan County, Bob, we're mobile. RZP544, 503, are you by the frequency? RZP544, Sheboygan County, monitoring the frequency.
Not sure I can make it through out here, but WSDX 400, I heard you.
There, 400. Good morning, WRZP 544. Bob up here in Sheboygan County.
Morning, Bob. Caleb down here in Wickham right now, actually. Well, I guess I know for probably.
I got a good copy on you up there. Well, enjoy your day and be safe, whatever you're doing, and enjoy the rest of your week. Roger.
You as well. I'm about to tear into a paper here and have you put me on.
Yeah, just headed back to the old house there and then going to go do a little deer hunting this morning.
They're moving. I think the rut's starting in. I've seen more bucks in the past two days and it starts to daylight. They're just stupid. And I'll be chasing those around, so...
That, yeah, our rut started up here late. I'm going to say it started maybe a couple of days ago, but yeah, we've seen them chasing the does here as well. All right, my friend, be safe. WRZP 544.
WSEX 400, clear. I do.
GRVV 690, mobile.
Morning there, 690, WSEX 400.
I got you, Anthony. I'll turn it over to you.
I'm Charlie Zebra, 810 Mobile Monitoring. Good morning, everyone.
WSCI 392 Mobile. WSCI 783 to station 392, copy. WSCI 392, copy. Hey, what's going on over there this morning?
Morning, Grandma!
Ah, perfect. Good morning, kids. Hope you're having a fun day at school, or going to have a fun day, I should say. Dropping them off and then going grocery shopping. I swear that's all you do. Can't stop, won't stop. Always got something going on. Well, kids got to eat, I guess. And they do. All right, well, have a safe trip. Don't spend too much money. WSCI 783 on Clear Viewers. Will do. WSCI 392 Mobile.
WRVV 525.
WSCI 783 to station 392. Copy. Dang.
WRCP-829, radio check.
WSCH 780 Flat Rock. Is radio getting out there this afternoon? Station Flat Rock. Yeah, you're getting out. You're sounding good. WIUG 380.
Appreciate that 488. And little handy talkie, little Woshan. Sitting here at Flat Rock. Beautiful, sunny, 60 degrees. Indian summer in full bloom. It sure is. You sound real good, 488. Down here at Flat Rock. Appreciate the comeback. Let you get back to it. This is Matt in Flat Rock, WSAH 780, standing by.
Everybody take care and have a good day. And don't work too hard. WIUG 480.
Well, no working no more. I'm a retired auto worker. 30 years Ford Motor, just me and my dog, some golf and some molten.
That's good. All right. Take care. Have a good day. WIUG 48.
WRMG 808. Does anyone have a copy on me, or am I not reaching the repeater?
Yeah. You're hitting the repeater just fine. WRZT 544, Sheboygan County.
Andy Gooden, Flat Rock. Little staticky, but very readable. WSAH 780 and Flat Rock.
WRMB 808, I am on. Thank you.
WRFK 359, you're clear up. Observer, you're out the morning, guys. WRFK 359, we're clear.
A beautiful Indian summer day. They don't get much better than this, eh? Go driving range. See if I can hit a couple streets.
RZF 865, monitoring.
Completely, so not able to copy you. So RZF 865.
Order key must reach. All chopped up.
WRZX 218, standing by.
Sounds very good in Flat Rock on this beautiful, sunshiny Indian summer afternoon. WSAH 780 in Flat Rock.
Copy that, Flat Rock. Copy that. Just got done with a little yard work myself. Just kind of taking it easy here for a minute. Over.
I've already put the clubs in the trunk, head over the driving range, see if I can hit a couple streets.
Copy that.
Anyways, you sound good. Have yourself a good afternoon, and we'll radio at you later. This is Matt Flat Rock, WSAH 780. Clear.
Roger that, Matt 780, Flat Rock. We'll talk at you later. WRZX 218, and we're listening on the frequency.
WRZF 865 on this beautiful day heading from Romeo to Detroit Airport. We're monitoring the frequency.
WSCI 670 on the air. Does anyone know what's happening on 75 in the Detroit area? MST and a bunch of other law enforcement, EMS and folks have got it all blocked off. I saw a chopper in the air. I mean, like, the freeway is just cleared. I'm heading out of Detroit right now, luckily. Let me know if you hear anything.
WRZF 865, station on that I-75 report. I don't know what's going on there, but I'm heading out to the airport right now. I'll be going southbound. What direction was that? Was the whole thing, both sides closed, or?
Sorry, I didn't catch your number. This is Troy, WSCI 670. So it looks like everything is blocked off. Southbound I-75, just south of 696, going into the Detroit border, and I was coming out of Detroit heading northbound. Northbound is fine, just, you know, some backups from some golfer traffic and whatnot, but I started noticing the southbound side being backed up around 6 or 7 mile in 75, and, man, once I got past 696, like, the freeway is completely clear, but then MST was blocking off every exit ramp. And, I mean, these guys were, like, flying, lights, sirens, the whole shebang. You know, normally they'll shut down the freeways or whatever if there's, like, a VIP that's coming in or whatever else, but I don't think anyone's coming into town today.
All right, copy that. Yeah, thanks for the info. The call is WRZF 865. The name is Tim. Yeah, I'm just getting ready to hop on 75 South at 14 mile, heading over to DTW. So sounds like it's going to get pretty interesting here.
Hi, Tim. Thanks. Honestly, I would reroute, man. I actually worked down at DTW, and I don't think this is going to be your best route to get there. You may miss your flight at this point, because, I mean, it is just locked down. I would avoid I-75 for anyone else traveling southbound.
Copy that. All right, thanks. Yeah, I think I'll head down to Southfield then for 14 mile take Southfield down to 94. So, hey, really appreciate the information. WRZF 865.
You have a good one, 865. WSCI 670 is just on air and monitoring.
I just heard on the radio that J.J. Benz is in town. That could be the reason why there's a lot of police presence in that area on I-75 and south of 696. Just heard it on the radio.
WSCG 417. What you got there, Jody girl? Can you hear me? WSCG 417 on station and standing by.
WIUB 421. WIUB 421. WIUG 48. Copy. WIUG 48. Clear.
That radio didn't work for a damn today, did it?
Not at all.
WSEL 664, monitoring mobile. Sierra Echo Golf 482 on the handheld. Radio check.
This is WSEF 550. I hear you loud and clear.
Fantastic. Thank you, sir.
WSCM 993 radio check.
This is WSEG 482. I got your Lima Charlie.
Yeah, I appreciate the radio check. WSCM 993. Cool, I'm monitoring.
WSBS 311. This is WSCN 887.
WSCN 887, do you copy? WSCN 311, standby. WRWW 601, this is Jeremy in Groveland Township, looking for Brian, in Gaylord. I can't remember your last three, bud.
This is WSEU 445, Brian in Gaylord.
445, this is awesome, man.
Makes it nice, you're coming in crystal clear up here.
Yeah, I'm sitting in my truck right now in the mobile as I sit in my truck at the 25-watt Motorola CDM. Dude, you are crystal clear. Did you get that tower up, or are you just still on that pole?
No, I'm still on the pole, but I've got a different antenna, and I'm on a Receivus 50 watts. So I made it my base station now.
Nice, man. It's good to hear your voice, bud.
This is going to be good. We'll be able to sit and chat, and I figured we'd start tonight when the kind of quiet on the channel, because I was sitting here waiting and figuring somebody was going to cloud it up, but it's been quiet, so I thought now's the time.
Yeah, I'm off today. I'm home. I actually just got off the roof a little bit ago, blew all the leaves off the roof and out of the gutters, because it's supposed to rain tomorrow. Looks like about half our leaves are down right now. You know how it is here. We've got all these hardwoods, so those oaks hold on forever.
That'll make it easier for you to transmit then, that's for sure.
Yeah, I've got to get the repeater. Like I said, I told you before, I've got a mount and a better tower, for the lack of a better term, but to get it up higher. I'm up here on this ridge, and to the north, I got good coverage. I can get to, like, everybody. I just, dad, it's a little sketchy because there's a ridge, so if I can get a little higher, we'll be good.
You going to get your repeater linked and open it, or are you going to keep it kind of small?
I'm keeping it small, just because, you know, everybody wants to use it, and there's a lot of money into what I have already. And we picked, in our group of friends, I told them my house would be the best option. I have the generator. I'm up on the ridge. Got good coverage to the north for our local area. The only bummer is going towards Sean's house, which is towards your old house. I've got that ridge, and I can't get over that with what I have now. I'd have to get a 100-foot tower to get over that.
I'm actually looking into getting a taller tower. I'm going to put it up on the hill by the house. I'm looking about a 75-foot, I think, that'll get me above the trees. And we're about 1310 on elevation right here. My boss and I are really talking about it, thinking about maybe doing a repeater here for Gaylord, because there's nothing here.
Yeah, there's a lot of really cool, smaller repeaters. When I went down to Kalamazoo for the burn camp, I programmed this radio with every repeater along the way. And there's a guy in Charlotte off 69 that has his own repeater, kind of like I got. And I just called that I was monitoring, and he was all fired up that somebody he didn't know was, you know, on his repeater, so that was cool.
Yeah, it is fun. Like I say, with having Sheboygan, I think, is the closest one here. Mansalona's down right now. Even having something here in Gaylord, it would link a dead spot that we've got here for everybody. I think it'd be kind of cool, and we're looking into it.
Yeah, I'm sure you probably heard Sheboygan County Bob. I haven't talked to him, but I've listened to them a lot. And he's on a lot in the mornings and stuff, and he's up there just outside of Indian River, is on that repeater a lot. It's just cool. It just, you know, ties people together.
Yeah, we were having some people from Indiana. I think somebody from Ohio was actually tagging our repeaters in the southern part of the state, and we're on and talking the other night.
This is WRWW601 for identification. Yeah, there has been, so my sister-in-law lives in Lorain, which is outside of Cleveland, and when the atmosphere conditions are right and everything's calm, there's been guys on the Lorain, or from Lorain, hitting the Detroit repeater, which is paired to these repeaters.
This is WSEU 445 for identification. Yeah, that's it's kind of nice to hear that we're reaching out that far, and it's always nice to hear a bunch of guys on there. There's a guy that's on there quite a bit at night, Jack, who's in Rochester. I listen to a lot of stuff he's got. He's had some ideas with antennas, and I've been listening to that. I talked to a couple guys down in Grand Blanc and Holly again the other night.
Yeah, I hear Jack a lot. It's cool. So when I leave work over on the east side, I'm on the Mount Clemens repeater, and there's just a little spot where it's in between. You get up towards, like, Pine Knob, and obviously it's all line of sight. So if you're at a ridge, you can catch either one, and there's just, like, a little gray transition area between the flip repeater and the Mount Clemens repeater. I don't know exactly where the Mount Clemens repeater is, but that thing has great reach. And obviously the Sheboygan repeater has great reach because you're in Gaylord.
Yeah, it doesn't do bad. Not bad at all. I was on my DMRS site there, and I was looking at range of repeaters and stuff. And if we had a couple more throughout the northern part here, we'd be linked really well all the way through the state.
Pretty cool that you're into this, man. I've been really thinking about getting my ham license. But I went back to school, and I'm going to finish my bachelor's. And then with all the stuff going on with Dad right now, I just kind of put things on hold. But this is definitely, it's fun. Like, I enjoy just every morning on my way into work, I just monitor and listen. There's a Troy repeater that's this is its own standalone repeater, and there's not as much chatter on that. Obviously, these network repeaters cover a lot more, but there's a good group of guys there, too, which if you ever come downstate and you're down in that area, that's a good repeater, too.
Yeah, I've got the truck set up with an antenna. I'm getting a radiodity little unit here, 20 watt, I was going to put in the truck, so have it programmed, so when we do come down, at least I can hit the repeaters on the way through and be able to chat with everybody on the way.
Exactly. Like I said, when I went to burn camp, I just programmed all the what looked like bigger public repeaters that were, like, along my route, and I'm running Motorola CDM radios. I bought the software and everything to program them. And I just programmed it ahead of time. If you, next time you're down here, get a hold of me. These were the Rockstar radios of 20 years ago, but they're awesome for this. They're not face programmable, but they are a solid, clean radio.
That's what we need in the Ranger and stuff like that when we're out running around. Just something that's really solid and not, you know, bump a key and it changes it, or, you know, just something basic and it'll handle the abuse too.
Yeah, exactly. And that's these Motorola radios are rock solid. And the thing that I found is the biggest thing is the older firmware that will allow for the 25 hertz separation versus the narrow banding of the 12.5. Because if the radio has a new enough firmware, it won't let you do it without a key from Motorola. So I look for specific radios on eBay that are older that have the capability of, with the wideband key. You could talk in between the two, but it just, if you're on a 12.5 radio and 25, it sounds like just overmodulated and distorted. And if you're vice versa, if you're on 12.5, and you're listening at 25, it sounds faint and quiet.
Yeah, I'm really impressed for what I've got into these, and this radiotomy one was only like $89. I've got 179 in my receivers, but, you know, again, it's higher wattage. I need it to make sure I can get out there, but being up on the pole, it's just working out really well.
Oh, yeah, this is super cool. I've got a bunch of, I don't like the ham guys, really, the octopus things, but I have a bunch of handhelds. And Sean's got a couple. There's a couple here. I you know, and being on the Mount Clemens repeater at work, and cast, it can easily hit the foot repeater, which is a handheld here at the house. So, you know, it's an option to communicate when things get weird.
Yes, it is. And I'm actually looking at my ham license, too. There's several guys up here that are really big into ham, and there's one that's got, like, a flop and chop thing that he does on Tuesday nights and stuff like that. So I'd like to get into it. I've got enough room for a good size antenna, and there's a ham repeater just up the road from me, I think, I was looking at. So it'd be something to get into and pass the time when I'm buried in snow up here.
Yeah, for sure. One of the things I would like to really do is get a better antenna on this repeater and get me better. I'm looking like a DV408 dipole antenna or a big station master, I'm not sure, but it's money. And quality costs money.
Yes, it does. Believe me, I know. I just got another antenna for my TVs that I'm going to set up. It's a Mako D58, so I can reach out there a little bit. And I'm going to separate the two, put my GMRS antenna on one end of the house and set that Mako up on the other end, because I still got Grandpa's TV set up here, and I got it working, and that way I can sit and listen on the other end, too.
Very cool, man. Nice talking with you. Like I said, I was up on the roof. I had to get the ladder down and everything and get the leaves away from the house before it gets dark and it rains. We'll be in touch. This is WRWW601. I'll be clearing your final, Brian.
Sounds good, man. I'll let you get back at it, and I'll be sitting here monitoring. This is WSEU 445 monitoring.
Station 445, this is WIUG 488, copy.
This is WSEU 445, this must be Jack in Rochester, am I right?
Sir, how are you doing today?
Very good, sir, this is Brian. I am doing very well sitting up here in the Great White North right now. Just got done talking with a friend of mine that I haven't talked with in quite a while, and found out that he was in GMRS radios, and kind of nice.
I heard that you and him were talking, but you got a good radio. I'm on that DB20G right now, and the radio I have in the car is on DB20G too. Over.
Very nice. This one here, I just got it set up the other day, and just got my antenna set up on a pole right now. I'm getting ready to do a tower here shortly, but got the Retivus 50 watt on here, and I'm not bad. Where I'm at, we're in an elevation of about 1310, so I'm up above the roof line of the house, and I got to get a little higher and get above the trees.
I'm only 10 feet high from the ground. And I'm on the Harvest PC-200. PC-200 Harvest. That will be out of Amazon. And it's UHF, VHF. It's only was $95. I talked to Ohio. I talked to New York. I talked to Illinois, Chicago, Illinois. And I don't know if you should, I don't know where you at exactly, but there is a 600 repeater. It's by the airport, and it's a single repeater. It's not double with, not put, connect to anything, but it's got short antenna. And a lot of time I heard that comes in the morning about, no, yes, it comes about 7:30 in the morning to about 8:30 in the morning. And I was talking to a guy 30 miles north of Cadillac. Over.
Wow, that's all right. I'm sitting here, I've got an HYS pre-tuned antenna for 462 to 467. It's an amateur base antenna. I got it off Amazon. It was about $119, and it does have a ground plane on it, and I've got it about 24 feet in the air right now.
You over here sounded get clear and clear. Good audio and good signal. Now, I'm using for the coax cable LMR 240. That is, the 400 is better from 240. I don't know if you know that or not, but I can't put the 400 because it's not flexible enough to put that 400 LMR. LMR, it's a good coax. Over.
Yeah, I'm just running some stuff that I have left over from my CVs. I got a 50-foot section that I'm using on there. It's a small, flexible one, and I figured I'd be all right with that and not running a whole lot of power.
You're doing okay. I don't know where your location at. Over.
I'm just north of Gaylord. It's WSEU 445, station ID.
Oh, I see. I think I talked to you before, way before. I know I talked to a few people from Gaylord before, but, you know, it's been about maybe a month. Over.
Yes, sir, that sounds about right. I think last time I had talked to you, I had done a radio check on it to see where I was at, and I was still real broken up, was having trouble with transmission, and so then I changed antenna, made sure my coax was good, and upped the power on the radio just a little bit here, so I'm, you know, at 50 watts, I should be doing okay, plus the trees are starting to lose their leaves, so that'll help.
Sir, you're right about that. Those leaves, they come down. We'll have the whole state, you know, coming by. And like I say, you know, you're doing good. Whatever you did an excellent job. Over.
Thank you, sir. I do appreciate it. This is Brian, WSEU 445.
That gentleman, he's got that Marona radio. He's doing excellent here, too. I don't know if you might know him, but he's really doing excellent here, too. Over.
I just got on here recently. It's been a couple months now that I've had my license and just getting on and starting to learn everybody, meet everybody. I do a lot of monitoring on the way to work in the morning on a small handheld with an antenna on my truck. And when I get a few minutes at the end of the day, I try to sit down and chat with people when I can.
Brian, anytime you like. I don't have no problem to chat with you. Over.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. I'm going to get ready to go sit down and have me some supper. It's been a long day at work. And again, I greatly appreciate the chat and the confirmation on clarity of my signal. Again, sir, I'll be clear after your transmission. It's WSEU 445.
Brian, good talking to you and good to hear from you. You take care. You have a good evening. WIUG 488, Rochester Hills.
WRBY 660.
Hi, 660.
What's going on, Jack?
Not much except look, really out there, is, and here it's about 15-degree weather.
Yeah, I got chilly quick. I was a little toasty earlier, and then I'm ready for a jacket now.
You're sounding good on that radio. There was just like a couple of cracklings. That's about it.
All right, cool. I was curious. This is the first time I've used this repeater. I'm going through the Mayville 550.
That repeater 550, it does the job. Believe me, go. Sometime it goes all the way to downtown Detroit.
No, this is a different 550. This is way north. This is north of me even.
That's nice to know. Would they just put another 550 repeater that way?
No, I think this one's been here, but I don't know. I'm still kind of green in the GMRS stuff. I don't think it's even been 2 years.
I see. Well, you're doing great on this repeater. Over.
The cool thing is it's only going to get better, too, because I'm driving at it. My house is, my house is 14 miles away from it, so I'm curious how it's going to work.
Dakota, I know what you're saying. You know what helps out? Those leaves coming down. That is very help out.
I know. I'm running a little BS antenna, and it's been working all right.
Is that your 50-watt radio?
Yeah, but I'm only running on 25 right now.
Anyway, Dakota, that's good enough, the 25-watt. And I'm on medium watt here. Over.
Give me 25.
Are you on that DB20G?
On medium. Not on high, on medium.
Yeah, you sound good. I've got some little tiny bit of noise on my end, but that's my receiver, not your transmit, so you sound fine.
I tell you, that Harvest PC200 is a hell of an antenna. It's a USF, VSF, both of them.
Is that a mobile antenna or is that like a base station antenna?
It's a fiberglass and it's about, I don't know how many feet high. I never tried. It's fiberglass and one stick. Over.
Get Dakota. Jack, my fiberglass antenna at my old house was the best thing ever, man. I could get it anywhere, and I think that was Sean. Go ahead. There you go. You're sounding good here, that's for sure. Hey, Jack.
So, Sean, how are you, sir?
Hey, not too bad. Just out here picking up, making a... My wife wanted French fries, and so I went and got her some French fries. Got myself a little something, too, so there's that. Now, Dakota, I was going to ask you, I went to that ClearNote site, and the guy's got, he's got Pi 5 ones, and then he's got regular ones. I'm guessing those have Pi 4s in them, or do you know? Real quick, I'm coming through the Mayville 550, so that's probably why it sounds way better. Way north-er of where I was. Yeah, I have the regular, it's a Pi 4 UHF. I don't really know what you're gaining by going to the 5, except for maybe some future-proofing for updates, but, yeah, oh my god, I'm by the White Horse Inn, I should go in there. I don't think you can go wrong either way. What's the price difference? I think it was $30. I think it was 55 versus 85. Yeah, at that point you're paying the cost of the pi as a negligible difference. I would just get the 5.
Well, my only concern would be the current draw. You know, is you know, we know a 4 consumes more than a 3. You know, and then is a 5 like even more. You know, so that would be my only concern. But all right, I'm just pulling in the driveway here, and I don't wanna derail the conversation with this. I do got to get inside. Jack, go ahead, pick it up. I'll be back when I'm inside. WRUU 850.
Hi, Sean. Good to hear from you. You take care. Go ahead, Dakota.
So far, so good. I'm 11 miles from home, and it seems like it's still super solid. So I'm hoping I can run this all the way to my house, and then that would give me get into Romeo, Ham from my house, and then GMRS I could get into this. So that'd be pretty neat.
I tell you, that Harvest is really a good antenna. I mean, I don't know if you know that. I was talking to Ohio. New York came very clear. This year and last year, New York. Chicago, they were, I don't know if you can reach that. Well, I don't think you can reach it for you at the 600 repeater. It's by the airport. That one gets you way up north, way, way up north.
Yeah, but it's a linked system. So, like, Sheboygan is linked in to Macomb, which is linked into Detroit, which is linked into this Mayville one. So, it's a network. It's not, I got the indirect RF, but it's not one radio RF to another radio RF. It's going into a repeater and then over the internet to another repeater and then back out.
Yeah, you're right. It's a link repeater, but the 600... It's a single repeater, and it's by the airport. I don't know if you know that or not. I'm sure you do know that. Anyhow, that one, it really gets you, you know, sometimes the band open, and that thing will fly all over the place.
Yeah, I forgot about that one. I gotta update my radio. I'm missing a bunch of stuff. I kind of, you know, programmed it as fast as I could just to get what I use in, and then go figure the next day I'm driving all over the place and I don't have a bunch of stuff. So I'm going to bring the card in tonight and update it and program that stuff in there too. But yeah, I forgot all about that one. I used to be able to hit that one from my house with an HT because I had a roof antenna at like 25 feet.
Yeah, but I don't know if you went that way a little bit more because it has a small antenna, but it has a big print. It's very, very big print because when I was talking to the guy, he was about 30 miles north of Cadillac.
I'd have to ask Sean on that one. That seems way too far for UHF.
Yeah, you can try. Yeah, talk to Sean probably. He'll know. But if you buy that 550, you should be, you know, I don't know if you can catch up with the other side of the state. The west side of the state. Over.
I know there's a bit of a network over by Lansing, and I don't know how many repeaters are tied together over there. I can't remember. There's a website that it shows you the map. I can't remember what the name of the site was. I think it's MI6.
I have not been on MI6 at all. Anyhow, 625, it will talk to Grand Rapids, the 625. I have a few people from there to talk to. Over.
The network map when I get home, so now I'm curious to see what it looks like if there's not much coverage.
This still sounding good.
I'm going through a bunch of rolling hills right now, and I'm 7 miles away, so I'm pretty sure this is not going to run all the way to my house.
No, I got you then. Don't worry about it. I ain't got not much to do right now. Now maybe on the low ground or something like that, it's starting getting a little bit crackling. I didn't get that. I figure, and that's all I heard.
All right, I'm climbing a hill here. I'm going to clear out so I don't annoy everybody. I'm at the rope here. WRBY 660, I'll be clear.
You came in a little bit excellent. I declare you take care. Have a good evening. WIUG, 48, clear.
And 555, clear.
That other station out that way?
Copy.
Calling out that way. This is WIUG. Reading Rochester Hills.
This is in 555. Fix them.
Call back again with the cosign.
In 555. Fix them.
I need the whole cosign. Letters and numbers, please.
Uh-oh, it's a bootlegger.
You're right, Sean.
So easy to get a license. You'd be perfectly welcome, but unfortunately, without a license, you're not allowed on the repeaters. So, you know, Jack, how's everything? I'm not going to be in here long. I just heard that, and I'm eating. I got this. I went to Del Taco. I never go there. My wife likes their fries, and she wanted fries, so I got a epic burrito. Oh my God! Have you ever gotten an epic burrito from Del Taco?
But I eat a taco a lot of times.
This burrito must weigh 5 pounds, and I mean it's not particularly good or particularly bad. It's just, you know, it's just a fast food burrito. But good God, is it huge! All right, we're gonna get back to it. WRUU 850 after yours.
Well, John, take care. WIUG 48, clear.
WRWU 601. Sean, if I could just pick your brain for a hot second. I know you're trying to eat your burrito. I have a small local repeater. Would you recommend a DB408 antenna or a Station Master antenna?
Well, it depends on what kind of support you have for it. A Station Master is going to be bigger than a 408. A Station Master is going to probably be similar to like a DB420 or a DB416. You know, they're both great antennas. They really are, for a given length. You have to decide how much whatever you're going to use to hold it up can support.
you know, things like a DB420 and a Superstation Master, you know, they are large, 26-foot long, heavy antennas, so, you know, you're not going to put them up on a TV mast or anything. If you've got the mounts for them, obviously those are the way to go. If you have less than that, then you could throttle back to something else. There's a lot of ways you can go, but it depends on the, you know, where you're putting it, how high up you're going to be with it, what the goal is, the design is. You know, if this is a small, low-power backyard repeater, then I wouldn't even worry. I wouldn't even bother with those kind of antennas, unnecessary expense and whatnot. So really, it depends on what your goal is and what the hardware is you're running with it.
I appreciate your opinion. I appreciate your time. I've got a MTR 2000 repeater with the duplexer, and I'm just, this is a local thing right now. I've just got a FG series fiberglass antenna just on like a TV mast. I have a much better robust mast I'm getting ready to put up. I was just looking at a better quality antenna.
Yeah, so that's a great repeater. So you're all set there. You know, you start getting into the commercial, you know, the Station Masters or the DB series antennas, and you start to get a lot of weight. So you're gonna need to address your mounting solution. There are other ways you can go. You know, if it's gonna be on TV mast, you know, in the house or something like that, then you might want to consider looking at like a diamond or something like that. We don't then generally do those in commercial installations because you know, they're difficult to get to at great expense, so they have to be able to weather the most adverse and severe weather situations and wind situations, whereas if you're not going to be up that high and you can, you know, take it down and put it up yourself if something were to happen, you could certainly get away with something like a, you know, like a Diamond X500 or something like that, you know, which would work really good for you. So although that's a ham, you know, you might want to get something more designed for the GMRS service. So, but if you get the location for the antenna, then I'd recommend, you know, then certainly, you know, look into one of them bigger, heavier commercial jobbies. But you know, but if it's going to be something you can get access to all the time, I wouldn't worry too much about that. I've got a, for a while I was running on one of my ham repeaters, I was running a Hustler G6 UHF, G6440, and that antenna worked remarkably well for what it was. Very rugged little antenna. So those are pretty nice too, so. But anyhow, I am going to get to my burrito, and, you know, maybe we talk more about it in the future. WRUU850.
I appreciate your input. WRWW601. Clear. Thanks, Sean.
Station 421, a station out there, 421, WIUG 488, copy? Well, I guess he's not out there, WIUG 488, clear.
WRXP 401 out of Detroit, Michigan. Can I get a radio check with a location? WRXP 401 looking for a radio check on this handheld. One.
one sounded okay into Flushing, Michigan. Whiskey Sugar Delta Delta 439.
WSEU 445 out of Gaylord, sounding good at this end. WSEA 341 coming over 66.
WRXP 401, I hear you, Antoine. How you read me?
Loud and clear. I read you loud and clear.
WRXP 401, going to get a radio check on this handheld out of Detroit, Michigan.
Go ahead, 401, picking you up at the Mount Clemens repeater, WRWW 540.
Solid copy on that Mount Clemens, I appreciate that comeback. Have yourself a good evening.
You as well, sir. You're coming through clear as can be. WRWW 540 clear.
WSCQ 999 monitoring.
WSDI 847, WIUG 48, copy. WIUG 48, clear. 444 WIUG 38, copy.
WIUG 488, this is WIUG 478.
Yes, 478, how you doing?
Good, Jack, how you doing? I've been out of town for work for a bit, so I haven't been much on the air. What's anything going on?
Not much going on except getting a little bit cold. Tonight it'll drop down to 44. How about you?
Same thing. Lost in the morning on the cars. I don't know about you, but I'm not ready for it.
It's too early. For me, it's too early. At the end of November, it'll be fine, no problem. But not this early. Anyhow, another, 15, 20 days to go back on testing? Come on back again.
Sorry, I have to send that again. You broke up, or I broke up, one of the two.
The testing is on a 14, correct?
Yes, sir, that is correct. It is on the 14. I just leaving class this evening, and so I'll have another packet for you by the weekend. But yeah, still on the 14th.
I've been studying on the ham test, and I've been taking a practice test. I'm only 5 from the 35 questions.
That's good. I've been doing the same thing. This class and the studies and the practice have certainly helped.
And you know what? I like the ham test because, you know, they tell you to go ahead and take it 35 questions. Well, you take the questions. After that, they tell you what your week, where you're weak at, and they give you the back of the questions. Over.
Sounds like the one I'm using is hamstudy.org, and you can do the study guides, and then you can also do the test, and you're right. They review the questions after so you know where you were wrong.
You know, Howard, last year it was not like that at all, but this year they put it after they said update your app.
That's good. Yeah, I didn't know what it was before, but I definitely like the version now. So, good. Keep studying. That's what I'm doing.
Every day, 1 hour, then you gotta go outside, clean up the leaves. Almost every day, you got leaves to pick up, and that's what's happening out here.
I got a big tree in my neighbor's yard, and somehow the leaves always make it into mine.
Well, what can you do? You can't say nothing to the leaves, and you can't say nothing to the neighbor. Roger?
No, you're right, and it gets me off my keister outside. So a little exercise.
Why is exercise that you're right, that, you know, you're raking, you're picking up, you know what I mean? Sometimes I use the rider, and a lot of time no, because when you get to against the fence, you got to kick him out of the fence. That way you can pick him up, and that's what's happening. I've been doing that almost 1 week.
I've got a field behind me, so I usually take them or blow them back towards the field and dispense them there. So it works out, but it's good to get outside.
You're right. Yeah, that's better to, you got a big field back there, which is good. I got a neighbor from here, and I got a street. I'm in the corner house. Over.
Do you have to bag them, or can you just blow them out to the street and let the city pick them up?
I have to bag them. The city would not pick them up. I haven't seen, sometimes they have those bushes and all that. I have not seen them at all. I never did see them. I've been here about 8 years. Never see one.
I know some cities come around with a vacuum truck, and all you got to do is get them to the road. That's not too bad. But, I don't know, I guess bag is not too bad, then they pick the bags up.
Hey, all right, good to hear from you. You take care, and you have a good evening. WIUG48, I got to get me something to eat. I just got home about an hour ago, and that's what I'm looking for. Take care.
Good talking to you, Jack. We'll get something to eat. We'll touch base maybe over the weekend. WR. WRHW 478 clear.
For the IUG, for the need clear.
WSCQ999 monitoring.
WFSC227 radio check.
WFCC999 picking up loud and clear.
Thank you.
No problem. This is Mike in Howell, Michigan, by the way.
Hey, this is Cody in Elginac, Michigan.
Yeah, station in Howell, 999. This is WIUG, 48, Rochester Hills. Copy.
Good evening, Jack. This is Mike, WSEC 999. Over.
Sir Mike, how are you today, sir?
Watching a little Thursday night football. I'm glad to hear from Cody and Elginac as well.
Yes, sir. I want to ask you a question. Are you on 725 Sprint repeater, or are you on 675?
Right now I'm on 625, but I think I'm picking it up across multiple channels.
Because 625 is Mount Clement repeater, and I'm over here at Rochester, I'll be able to pick up not too far from it. But usually Howell, you know, Flint repeater, I think is close by you. I don't know how close is it by you out that way. Over.
Yeah, I thought I was hitting the Detroit 65, but maybe I am hitting the Mount Clemens as well. But yeah, right now I'm on 65.
Really, actually, you're hitting the Mount Clemens repeater, 725. I mean, 625. Again. 675, sorry about that. Yeah, I don't know, you know, last time I was at West Schofield, I did hit Mount Clemens repeater, but not clear, so I had to go to 625 Detroit repeater. Over.
At least the last couple of nights, I think I've been hitting the 625 Detroit and the 675 Mount Clemens one. I've been picking up them both about the same, really.
You must be on high ground down that way, like I am. They tell me about you're about 100 feet higher. Over.
Yeah, I think in my particular spot in the neighborhood, we're kind of on the highest spot in the Howell, Heartland Township area, so I guess I get some pretty good signal.
I think so, too. Howell, I've been in Howell a few times that way. I don't know. We used to go to bow hunting right there on 59, the end of 59 by Howell that way. There's a state land down that way. Over.
Yeah, not too familiar with the state land over that area, but I'm at like 59 and US 23, kind of in that corner. So technically, I'm Heartland Township.
Yeah, well, Mike, you do sound good here, and I think you're on the handheld, correct?
Copy that, yep, handheld.
I know that the way I know, you know, because in the background, which is not much really, and it doesn't matter, you know, I would not. No, I know, and that's how I know. Over.
Copy that.
You don't mind asking, what kind of handheld do you have there, Mike?
It's a 5-watt Rocky Talkie that I bought to use in the field, and I kind of hooked it up and put an antenna up in my attic to kind of turn it into a home base station too.
Well, I'm on DB20G, which is it's a reality DB20G in the base station. Over.
Copy. How many watts is that?
It's a 20-watt radio, but when you it never be 20-watt. It's only like 18-watt, and I'm on a medium power. Over.
I can always hear you loud and clear, so that's you're running a good radio.
Yeah, reality DB20G is a small radio. I even have one in a pickup truck with the antenna, you know, Magnum out antenna. But in here, I got the base station antenna. They call that Harvest BC-200, and that is 200-watt antenna out that way.
Yeah, I might look into that. I need to look into getting a mobile unit for my truck there, so maybe I'll check that one out.
I'm not saying get one or something like that, but you know what, they're good radio for the car especially, because I was in the car and I talk to Ohio from the car when I'm driving, you know what I mean? And if you need some help with that, I don't have no problem. I have a couple of antenna. I can give you the names and all that if you want. It doesn't matter, you know what I'm saying? I would be glad to help you out, Mike.
Well, I appreciate that, Jack. I'll do some research, and next time we talk, I'll definitely pick your brain and see what I'm looking at.
Sure, no problem. This radio was from Amazon. It was $95 on Amazon. That's the way I bought it last year. I've been in the KMRS for a little bit over 2 years, but 2 years and maybe 3-4 months with the KMRS. Anyhow, well, sir, good talking to you, Mike, and you take care. And like I said, anytime you want any help as far as antenna, I have everything here. Just let me know, and you can test it if you want. And you have a good evening. WIUG, Wade 8.
Thank you.
Copy that. Appreciate it, Jack. Have a good evening as well. WSTQ 999, Mike and Owl, standing by.
WSTI 847, Cleveland. WSTI 847, Cleveland. WIUG 38, copy. Well, I guess he's not out there. WIUG 38, clear.
I did hear, I think, Cody and Elginac before you and I started talking, Jack. I don't know if he's still on, if he's still monitoring.
Yeah, Elginac is a little bit far, but it's not that much, really, from Mount Clemens, anyhow. The station I wanted at Cleveland, Ohio. He always comes in at night, you know, and I always talk to him. All right, good to hear from you again. You take care. WIUG 48.
Yeah, I think that's Dan, if I recall correctly, but, yep, good to talk to you too, Jack. Have a good evening.
Yes, sir, that's his name, Dane. Right. He always talked to me. I talk to him all the time. And they're good friends. Really, friends is friends. Good friends. I don't mind talking to anybody. You take care again. WIUG 48.